Welcome to the Koi Computer Seagate High Performance Computing for Government podcast series. For our intro installment of this series, we are speaking with Henry Newman, who is the Chief Technology Officer at Seagate Government Solutions, Catherine Ho, who is the Federal Business Development Manager at Koi Computers, Simon Ho, who is a hardware engineer at Koi Computers, and all three are going to discuss the rise of high-performance computing in government, also share ideal HPC use cases, talk about Seagate's HPC solutions, and much, much more. And Henry, Simon, and Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you great for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's great to have you all. And let's go ahead and start at the top. So if you don't mind, please give us a high-level overview of HPC for government. And we'll start with Henry first on this one.
Well, things are changing pretty rapidly. And actually, earlier this month, Intel kind of released the information on Ponte Vecchio. And that's going to change everything in terms of going to exascale. And we're going to be able to accomplish problems that we have been unable to accomplish before when we get to exascale computing. What it's going to then do is, you know, everything in the data path from the CPU all the way to the archival storage is going to have to grow and grow exponentially as we move from petascale to exascale. So, you know, how much data you read in, how much data you write out, how big your checkpoints are, how big the data analysis files are, and then how big you're going to archive. And it's growing exponentially. And it's nice to be, you know, in this time because, you know, we're going to exascale. It's pretty darn exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Henry. It certainly is exciting. And Simon, you know, would love to hear your take about your perspective on the overview of HPC for government these days.
Yeah, I think high level, I think we're going exascale, but we can't forget there's still government entities that's still starting out with HPC. So sometimes I feel they are overwhelmed with all these big clusters that they see people have and they're wanting one, but they don't even know where to start out. And I think we can help these people that are starting out a lot and introduce them to the big things and then also introduce them to the small things where they start out and then grow with it. I think that's a good key point. Not everybody starts out big right away, right?
Yeah, I totally agree, Simon. And you know, you made a really good point. And all these exascale is, you know, the top end of the market. That's where I've spent a lot of my career. But most of the market, as you aptly said, is in, you know, smaller clusters. And they have the same problems as the big guys do. But they generally don't have the resources to address them the same way the big labs do.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And then also sometimes they don't have enough expertise to go that far into it. But hopefully as things go, you know, they'll get more and more help and more established protocols to get that going.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I appreciate the back and forth here, guys. That's great. I love it. And that's a great segue into my next question. I'm sure you both could have some good banter on this one. Is really, can you give us some examples of HPC for government in action and any other use cases? And, you know, again, we'll start with Henry on this.
Well, there's a lot of different examples. I mean, you know, it depends on the problem. And what, you know, if you're starting with, say, a weather or climate problem, you've got to start with, well, what are the initial conditions? You got to read all these initial conditions. And you've got to send them all to each of the nodes, and then you've got to start computing on them. And then at various time steps, you output a bunch of data to, you know, tell you what's going on in your simulation. And then there's, you know, problems where you're just ingesting massive amounts of data, either real time or post real time, and you got to spread it out and compute on it. But one of the things I see a lot that's happening is the need for, you know, machine learning, artificial intelligence, and different kinds of instructions, and which generate lots and lots of data that we didn't see 10 years ago. When I started in HPC, it was 64-bit floating point, and that's all you had, and that's all you did. And the only data integers for indices or things like that, it was all floating point operations a second. And today, it's 16-bit ints and 32-bit ints and 8-bit ints and all kinds of different things. So it's a lot more complex, and deciding what hardware and what storage and how much storage and how fast it needs to go, it's getting a lot harder.
Yeah, great insights there. Simon, anything else to add there in terms of use case examples?
Yeah, we work with many different customers on many projects. And with HPC, what used to take maybe a week or 2 weeks of calculation now can be done in maybe a day or two. And the amount of data that's going in there is like almost triple or maybe 10 times, 20 times what they were in the past. And so HPC really helps. We work with customers that do antenna simulations, right? Or weapon simulation, those, or maybe like water wave simulations from missiles. You know, those simulation would take usually a couple of weeks to run sometimes. And now it could be done in 3 to 4 days or at most a week. And that helps the workload a lot. And many more users can, you know, submit their experiments and run them on the HPC.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great examples there. And let's switch over and talk about Seagate Government Solutions, HPC Solutions. Of course, we'll start with Henry on that one again.
Well, thanks a lot. You know, the big thing that Seagate Government Solutions brings to the table is security. With our drives are TAA and FIPS and Common Criteria compliant. The Common Criteria is actually really critical when you're looking at FIPS 140-2, because without Common Criteria, there's no certified crypto rings. So if you buy a solution from anyone else, the crypto race is not validated as part of any certification without Common Criteria certification. So a number of years ago, Seagate made a conscious effort to put our drives in, and all our drives are going through Common Criteria certification to improve the security for both, you know, government and non-government customers. And as the only vendor that provides Trade Agreement Act, FIPS 140-2, and hopefully soon -3, as soon as this gets done with certifications, Common Criteria Solutions, we provide both archival, high-performance storage, and solutions that, you know, can be trusted in the government. And when it's a race, the data's gone.
Yeah, interesting there. Simon, would love to hear your take on Seagate Solutions.
I think they have a good solution where, you know, as we mentioned before, the data are coming in constantly and in large amounts. The HPC clusters that we spec out in the projects, most of them do require some sort of storage to go with it. And with the Seagate solution and the products they offer, we can easily put that together into one package and have it be turnkey and ready for a customer to deploy. Makes the job a lot easier. And it provides a more complete solution, you know, for the HPC plus the storage.
All right, great. And now I want to talk a little bit further about the Koi Computers partnership with Seagate. And we're going to pass this one off to Catherine. Catherine, we'd love to hear more about this.
Sure. So, you know, we've had a partnership with Seagate for a long time. Obviously, we started promoting Seagate hard drives at the very beginning. And then it was recently we started promoting the Seagate storage solutions. Of course, the Seagate storage solutions for our government customers, they're TAA compliant and also FIPS compliant. So we obviously know that that's a huge benefit to our government customers. We are fully supported by Seagate with their solutions, not just from the sales side, but also from the technical side. They'll work with us and support us and our end customer on developing the right storage solution and helping us size the right storage solution. So it's, I think, a very helpful and important partnership that we have with Seagate.
That's awesome. Thanks, Catherine. I appreciate those insights. Henry, I'd love to hear your perspective on the partnership with Koi Computers.
Well, Catherine, thank you for the nice words. It's much appreciated. It makes me feel good that you feel that we're supporting you the way we need to, both technically and then from the sales side. So Seagate Government Solutions is here to support our partners and government customers, you know, such that they receive the information they need to get their authority to operate. They understand how our drives work, where the roadmap's going to be, and, you know, they can meet current problems and can plan for the future. And I think one of the important things is that we've talked about is it's about planning for the future, because you've got a problem today, you've got a problem tomorrow. How do you get from today's problem and to tomorrow's problem, and how do you migrate your system? Because everybody's going faster. As Simon said, the problems aren't just getting bigger all the time.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, you did mention briefly there, Henry, in your response, the word future. And that's a perfect segue into my next question is, this is something I find fascinating and I'd love to learn more about. Like, what really does the future hold when it comes to HPC for government?
Who's going first, Ben?
I'll throw that to you, Henry, but I'm certainly excited to hear Simon's take.
Sure. Yeah, as am I. So yeah. HPC for government, as I mentioned, we're entering the exascale era. Everything's going to trickle down with all kinds of new technology from, you know, a variety of vendors, both on the compute and storage side. But, you know, the real issue is, what are the problems people are trying to solve? It's not about the hardware. It's about the solution. How do you architect a system with all the different technologies we have today, with different types of storage and different performance and different communication channels and different instruction sets? What's the best thing for customers for their problem domain, and how can they meet their mission objectives? And I think the complexity of the HPC environment means that there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people to develop architectures that are optimized for a specific application domain. Simon, I'm here curious to see what you have to say.
Yeah, I think the future is going to be very bright because there's lots of support community out there. And I think there are lots of platforms out there, a lot of new development, new technology. And I think those will eventually trickle down to like your small users where everybody can have a piece in HPC and their problem would be solved much faster and more efficient. And they can do more in a shorter period of time and get to their goals a lot faster.
That's awesome.
I agree with that. I think, you know, in the next couple of years, we're going to see that HPC is going to become more prevalent, and we're going to have even the smallest companies or the smaller agencies being able to leverage these high performance computing because it's going to be a little bit more commonly available, right? It's going to be more cost effective and the solutions are going to be readily available. And obviously, we hope that we're one of the partners that will be delivering these type of turnkey and easy solutions that people can just get this cluster delivered and it turns on with the software and, you know, they just get the compute capability that they need.
Oh, that's awesome insights from all three of you. Thank you so much. And we are at our final question, which is always my favorite one. It's the parting question. Is anything else to add, anything we may have missed? And I'm sure we could probably talk for hours about this topic, but with that in mind for the time here today, Henry, any parting shots, anything we may have missed?
Security is becoming more and more important. The threat vectors are getting greater. Having end-to-end security, the way Koi Computers does, all the way from, you know, the host side to the FIPS 140 TA, knowing where your firmware came from, I think it's going to be more and more important for all of us in this trying times.
Great parting shots there. Simon, any last words for us today?
But I would like to add also, since Henry added security, I'll add the networking side of it. I think the networking side will just keep developing so we can actually move the data into the HPC at a faster rate. I think that's improving a lot and it's just going to keep going up and up.
Excellent. Catherine, any last thoughts from you?
Sure. So as Henry alluded to, security is a big issue for the federal government. And so, you know, Koi Computers, we understand that. And so we do have a secure supply chain. We only source our components through authorized channels. And again, we validate and make sure that whatever solutions that we're delivering to the government is TA compliant. We do have several government contracts that we're prime contractors on. So we do make sure that we, you know, we hold ourselves accountable to those standards as we are a pre-vetted contractor.
All right, perfect. Well, this concludes the very first episode of the Koi Computer Seagate High Performance Computing for Government podcast series. And as you heard today, we were kind enough to connect with Henry Newman, who is the Chief Technology Officer at Seagate Government Solutions, Catherine Ho, who's the Federal Business Development Manager at Koi Computers, and Simon Ho, who is a hardware engineer at Koi Computers. And all three of these executives were kind enough, as I mentioned, to share their insights about the rise in high-performance computing in government. They also shared HPC use cases, talked about the future of HPC, and of course, shine a spotlight on Seagate's HPC solutions, along with its partnership with Koi Computers. And Henry, Catherine, and Simon, thank you so much for your time today.
Most welcome.
Thank you.